Good morning and welcome to today's oil market update. How are you doing today, Callum?
Very good, yourself?
Yeah, I'm really good, thank you. So, Brent is softer this week than last week. Are second wave coronavirus worries behind this, do you think?
Well, I think we should point out that ultimately the markets have been relatively range bound in recent weeks. In June, the trading range for Brent has been between about $37 to $44 per barrel across the month, and it's not really been below $40 per barrel, or perhaps just very slightly, in the second half of the month. So that's been a 40 to 44 range, and these are probably the most stable kind of trading ranges we've seen since the coronavirus outbreak first started. A little bit similar theme in equity markets. The S&P 500 has been between about 3,000 and 3,150. So I think so far, I would say that although we're clearly at the bottom end of those ranges, I think the market hasn't reacted too strongly to this yet. It hasn't broken down into a lower range. But you're absolutely right. There is certainly nervousness about what's going on. The first wave progress in countries such as India and Brazil, where cases are still increasing very rapidly, but also risks of a second wave. And there have been some sporadic outbreaks in obviously China and Germany and now here in Leicester. In the US, there seem to be some, I think, is much more of a concern because in certain states in the South, such as Texas and Florida, there seem to be much more widespread evidence of second wave emerging, perhaps suggesting that these states ease their lockdowns too early and are now paying the consequences of it.
Okay, so what is the situation with US production given the increase in crude output reported last week?
Well, we had a 500,000 barrel per day increase in crude output, which was announced in the figures last week. And that offsets just about a similar size decline in the previous week. But nevertheless, this is the first increase we've had in US crude output since March, and it's a pretty material one. So what's been going on there? Well, there's not really any sign of an increase in drilling activity. The weekly US rig count is still showing just under 200 rigs in action, and that's the lowest level since the mid 2000s. So this is probably explained by drilled but uncompleted wells, so those wells which have been drilled but not yet have been put into production, being now put into production. I think it's probably a bit too early to get worried about this, but clearly we need to keep a close eye on the weekly numbers to see if there are signs of momentum building in crude output.
Okay, and where do you see the market going from here?
Well, I think the key issue is going to be sentiment in equity markets and asset markets more broadly, and how they react to stories about second wave risks. As we mentioned, the market crude equities relatively range bound, but we are at the bottom end of those ranges at the moment. And as we know from what we saw happening to markets in March, sentiment can change very rapidly. And so that is the downside risk, that we suddenly get a rapid change in sentiment, in risk appetite, in asset markets, and that feeds through into oil prices. But fundamentally, demand is really the key for oil markets. Having a moderate increase in U.S. production isn't really the end of the world, demand is really what's key. And even if we do see some unwinding of lockdowns or reimposition of restrictions, I still don't think demand is going to go back to the kind of levels we saw in April. And so consequently, I think that the fundamentals still remain broadly supportive of oil prices being much higher than they were in April. But of course, that doesn't preclude us having a correction in prices. So that won't be enough to keep Brent around current levels if sentiment turns negative again.
Okay, thank you for the update, Callum.
Thanks, Toby.